This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, a fairly benign weather pattern continues over the Columbia Basin. But, you know, this is mid-July and warm and dry conditions are quite normal. The southwest flow aloft today and Saturday will push temperatures to slightly above normal. But then a cold front on Sunday will bring a more westerly flow off the Pacific and drop temperatures back to near normal for much of next week. Hay cut today should have generally good drying conditions. Alfalfa balers can expect afternoon humidity to drop into the 20 to 25% range most days, so baling will be limited to the overnight and morning hours. Only light dew is expected this weekend, but dew in the irrigated hay fields should increase early next week. The low afternoon humidity, though, will be good for combining wheat. You can plan on crop water use to continue to be slightly below the long-term normal for mid-July. Alfalfa, spring grain, potatoes, apples, and peaches will need between 1 3/4 inches and 2 inches. Lawns and melons will use about 1 1/2 inches. Chemical applicators can expect a slight increase in wind tomorrow and Sunday compared to the past few days. Lighter winds are likely beginning Monday. It's possible we could see well above normal temperatures out in the 10 to 14 day period. For aginfo.net, this is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.